This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 350 for Friday, April 12th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are stronger on Friday due to increases in most comparable oils. At the final settlement, the May canola contract is up $10.40 at $634.70 per ton, and the more heavily traded July contract rises $10.60 at $646.30 per ton. A trader says most markets are higher today because of heightened tensions in the Middle East. That's pushed crude oil prices upward with spillover coming into the vegetable oils. There are upticks in European rapeseed as well as Chicago soybeans and soy meal. However, soy oil continues to struggle as it pulls back. Malaysian palm oil is also lower. The Canadian Grain Commission reports for the week ending April 7th that producer deliveries of canola slipped from last week to about 310,000 tons. Canola exports quadruple to nearly 163,000 tons, and domestic use nudges up to around 197,000 tons. The Canadian dollar falls back on Friday afternoon due to strong gains in the United States dollar. The loonie slides to 72.57 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 73.04. The United States Department of Agriculture reports a private sale for 124,000 tons of old crop soybeans to unknown destinations. There's disagreement in the market over Brazil's production of soybeans and corn. Yesterday, the USDA's estimates based on satellite imagery remain much higher than those from CONAB, gathered from farmer surveys. Meanwhile, consultancy Safra and Mercado raises its call on Brazil's soybeans by 2.65 million tons at 151.25 million. The USDA stands pat at 155 million tons, and CONAB is at 146.5 million. Also, Safra and Mercado trims its estimate on Brazil corn by 27,000 tons at 125.86 million. The USDA is at 124 million tons, and CONAB is just short of 111 million. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Friday. The May contract advances 15 cents at $11.74 per bushel. May soy meal is up $8.80 at $344.40 per short ton. May soy oil loses just over a tenth of a cent at 45.89 cents per pound. Corn is higher as its May contract adds 7 cents at 435.5 per bushel. Oats are higher as well, with the May contract rising 4 cents at 351.5. The U.S. wheat complex is also higher as Chicago May gains 4 cents at 556. Kansas City May adds 6.5 cents at 590. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis May is up a nickel at 642. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday, April 12th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.